love.
Blog Talk Radio.
We are the heirs of that first revolution.
Will a strong and united America still be a force for freedom and prosperity around the world?
America has created the longest peacetime economic expansion in our history.
We are the heirs of that first revolution.
Good common sense and sound judgment of the American people and their essential love of justice.
Hi, welcome to the Kudzu Vine Special. This is the Murphy Awards Blue Carpet Special. I am in Rome running the board, and I'm here with you. I'm waiting for my people on the blue carpet to call in. Give that just a little bit of time. So it's the Murphy Awards. This is a new thing for the Young Democrats of Georgia. They traditionally had a Murphy Award or Murphy Dinner, Murphy Event, and they're trying to make it a little more special this year by having awards. And people are there on the ground, and there they call in. I believe we have Melanie and Gunner with us, I believe. Welcome, Melanie.
We do.
Yes, and Gunner on the other phone?
He's here.
Good evening.
He's
not, Gunner, you're tricking me up. You're not calling from the 912 area code, so I wasn't sure.
I know. I'm keeping it tricky. Actually, my 912 phone was pretty much in use all the way from the coast to here, so... I've got about one bar left, so we're calling on Paige Gleason's phone today.
Oh, that works. Well, Melanie, Gunner, who we got there?
Oh, we got all sorts of people. We got, you know, all of the award nominees, for sure, and then quite a few young Dems. Let's say we've got about 50 people so far.
Yeah.
The event won't start another half hour. This is the pre-reception for the host, so.
Well, that's what a blue carpet show is. It's free. Yeah, well, just kind of lay out the scene for us. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we're in the Academy of Medicine, which is this gorgeous old building on West Peachtree Street. Not exactly sure what this was originally used for. Maybe it was really an academy, but it's a fabulous space inside. And everybody's in the lobby right now, gathered, having drinks and hors d'oeuvres. And just talking, and it's very, very loud in there. So I don't know if you can hear me, but...
I can hear you fine. A little bit of feedback, but can hear you fine. Well, y'all start grabbing some people that might want to come over, but I'll just
kind of
do a little intro before y'all called in, telling people what the awards were. This is a new thing, trying to make the Young Democrats Murphy event even more dynamic. Gunner, you
got with us? They have some very serious awards, and they have some very cute awards, too. So, okay, I'm going to wander out in the crowd here and see if I can grab some people.
Sure. Yeah, and also just to preview while Melanie goes and grabs some guests this Sunday, I won't be with you. I'll be traveling overseas, but Catherine and Tim will be there, and we're going to have the Democratic Party Chair of Tennessee. And we're also going to have Elroy Gould, who is Jim Martin's campaign manager, previewing that show. Waiting for Melanie or Gunner to pull somebody on. Gunner, if you're not getting guests and you want to talk a little bit, tell us what you think.
I was just about to, actually. It looks, the crowd here is very, very well, well mixed and well attended. It was a greater turnout from last year, I believe. And it looks like Melanie has just snagged our honorable president, Mr. Jason Cecil, who will be giving us the update, who I must say looks dashing in his black and blue tuxedo this evening.
Oh, my. Full very dressed.
Colorblind.
Yes, he has on a beautiful blue vest and tie to match. So.
Well, here is Jason Cecil, the president of the Young Democrats of Georgia.
Hey, Jason, tell us, since you're one of the people in charge of this event, tell us about how it came together and what you hope to get out of it.
Well, the way we came up with this event was it was a rethinking of our traditional Murphy reception, which we usually hold in the middle of the legislative session. And, you know, in the year of the young voter, you know, we wanted to kind of update it to make it a little more hip and a little more fun and kind of fit the personality of the organization. And luckily, you know, we had Tim Carroll, my executive director, to find this wonderful space at the Academy of Medicine for a great deal. Not having an event on the weekend has really helped And basically from there, it was Tim working pretty much nonstop for the last month to put together the ballots and the invitations and do the fundraising.
Yes, and so the all the awards, those are only, the only people eligible are state and state house and state senate members, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So
it's centered around the legislators.
Certainly, and any thoughts of opening it up to other elected officials or having categories for non-elected officials in the future?
You know, I think we'd be open to that.
Yes,
because because of the Murphy reception, the old Murphy reception had been focused so much on the legislators in the legislative session, that's, you know, just made it a natural fit to kind of have some fun with our legislative friends. But I think we could certainly have fun with other statewide officials as well as, you know, just non-elected officials, maybe some party officials as well.
Yes, well, I tell you what, as soon as you open up the GOP SmackDown Award of the Year to non-elected officials, I'm sure Tim Schiff will shoe in for at least the nomination, if not more.
Oh, yeah, that could be a very, very long list. And Tim knows who won, but we don't know who's winning all the awards, but Tim told me that there were some that were actually pretty close.
Oh, good. I'm glad you can make this event happen and could join us. I know you're very, very busy, so we won't take too much of your time at this juncture, but you're glad you could come on over.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks for doing that.
Sure thing.
Okay, guys, we got next up, we've got Mr. Ed Hula, and he's one of the bloggers at Tondi's and was also, I believe, Jackass of the Year last year. Is that correct?
That would be correct. That would be correct.
Hey, Ed, glad to have you on here. One of the, I guess, right lately, you're the premier blogger on Tondi's Tavern because you see the Ed tag more than anybody else.
It mainly comes from me trying to have something to do at work. And so Tondi's Tavern gets the lion's share of my attention while I'm on the clock.
Well,
but,
I hope your boss doesn't listen to the Kudzu Vine and or read Tondi's Tavern.
Yeah, so, I'd like the Georgia blogosphere to get bigger, and I think you guys and we're trying to do that. So, but I think tonight it's going to be a big night. Speak authoritatively on a couple of awards. The highlight of the night, we are renaming the Legislative Jackass of the Year Award. It is going to someone who has epitomized the letter and the spirit of the award, and it shouldn't shock anyone. I'm not on authority to speak about it right now who's going to win, but I'm pretty sure if you took a guess, you would know who it is.
Yes.
And
will the recipient be coming from Paulding County to pick the trophy up, or?
I can neither confirm nor deny if he will be coming from Paulding County to pick up the award, but I do know there is a delivery in the works to get him the award. So he will receive it in some fashion, I will say that.
Certainly,
but,
okay. Well, yes. Well, Ed, just keep up your good work blogging and keeping Tondi's Tavern really what John Flack's vision wanted to be there.
Yeah, so thanks a lot, and I hope you have a good show tonight.
Oh, yes, we already are.
Hello?
Well, Gunner, what else you seeing over there?
This is Rasheed Wright, and he's with the Obama campaign. We pulled him aside. He's not sure who he's talking to because Gunner didn't greet him properly.
I think I hear Melanie kind of telling our next guest about what he's getting himself into.
Yeah, hold on just a minute.
Okay, take for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually not speaking in reference to the Obama campaign at all, so I'm not representing the Obama campaign at all. I'm just representing the Young Democrats of Georgia.
Yes, and they said your name was Rasheem Wright, correct?
Yes, I'm Rasheem Wright, Executive Vice President of Young Democrats.
Yes, good deal. And so you're working with Young Democrats. You do other things on the side is what you're trying to say.
Yes, I do.
Yes, well, so what is your take on the event so far tonight?
Well, the event is great. We got a lot of young people here, many who are currently working on campaigns, across the state. A lot of them are doing various events throughout the state, getting more young people politically involved. Of course, you know this is our year here in Georgia because we really have to take back Georgia and make Georgia blue.
You're an Obama delegate, right? Okay, how do you
want to No, I'm not an Obama delegate, no.
No, I'm sorry, Chris.
Yes, and it sounds like in your other life we would need somebody to come on in that other role from working with Obama, Georgia for Obama, to come on to kind of tell us about it on the Kudzu Vine so our listeners could help with that effort, but we know you're not in that capacity tonight.
Yes, but we will have some press people in the state, and I'm sure the Obama campaign will have some press people that will be briefing the press pretty soon.
Oh,
I'm not sure what their plans are right now.
Well, that'll be something to look forward to. Well, what part of the state are you based out of usually?
Well, for the past 10 years, I was out of Savannah, Chatham County, coastal Georgia. Did a lot of organizing and organizing youth as well as poor communities there. But now I'm currently residing in Atlanta.
Oh, certainly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seemed good to have you on the show, and hope you have a good time tonight at the awards.
Well, thank you so much, and appreciate all the work that you do.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, David, this is Melanie again. Sorry for the confusion there about Rasheem's introduction.
Yes, it is.
Gunner's going to do the next intro.
Hello, today, or actually this evening, I just grabbed Jane Bradshaw. She is our Young Democrats of Georgia National Committee woman, and I believe she may also be a delegate, but I'm not sure for which presidential campaign to our national convention. So here is Jane to give us the rundown of what she's seeing today.
Hi, Jane. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it. Well, we are at the Academy of Medicine, and we've got a good crowd of young Democrats and young at heart Democrats getting ready for a good evening of Murphy Awards, honoring, of course, the former Speaker of the Georgia House, Thomas Murphy. And as Gunner said, I am an Obama delegate. I'm very excited to be going to Denver in about 2 months here now.
Yes, and so come out for the awards. What award are you looking forward to seeing tonight?
Well, I am actually presenting the award for the youth issues on the environment. We focused on education, economy, and environment this year, and so I'm going to present the award to the legislator for who exemplified environmental protection in the legislative session this year. So I get to present that award this evening.
Yes. Now, I know some of the awards, like People's Choice Award, had nominees already posted. Do all the awards, including the one you're presenting, already have nominees, or is it just for
yes.
you?
Well, yes, we have nominees for each award. I'm sorry? Well,
who are the nominees for your award that you're giving on environment?
The awards for the environment are Representative Debbie Buckner, Representative Carla Drenner, and Representative Brian Thomas.
Oh, certainly. So three good nominees, and one will win the award, and the other two will know that they're headed on the right track on that issue.
Exactly. We want to encourage them to work even harder next year so that they can get it next time.
Yes, Ed, do you have a special connection with the environment, or is it just like the rest of us, an issue you care about?
I was in law school, I was the Environmental Law Society president. In high school, I was president of the Earth Club and have a lifelong passion for environmental protection and conservation. And I'm also hoping to be practicing environmental law very shortly here.
Oh, well, that makes a great fit then.
Yeah, yes. Yes, it does. So I do count myself as a tree hugger.
Yes, and so you're heading to Denver. Any thing you've heard about or excited about for that trip in a few weeks?
I just am really excited about how much Obama has galvanized this party and how exciting it's going to be in Denver to be around so many Democrats who are very proud to be Democrats from all over the country, all age ranges, all backgrounds, and who are just excited about what's going on in this country and are ready to make some changes, especially after the last 7 years of not so much fun.
Yeah. Okay, well, Jane, thank you for presenting that award and being on the show tonight.
Well, you are more than welcome. It was my pleasure.
Yes. Well, Gunner, is our Melanie, the crowd
see.
Gotten bigger?
Yes, it is. It's filling up out there now, and it's Yeah, it's getting pretty packed. It's going to be a good event. We have Paige Gleason up for you next, and she's running for DNC member July 26th for female. And she's traveled all over the state. She's also extremely active with the Young Democrats. Paige, take it away.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, welcome back to the show, Paige. I know you've been on at least once before.
I have.
Last summer, yes. Well, tell me this, Paige. You were previously the executive director of the Young Democrats, and what do you think about this event and how the organization grew under your tutelage or what have you, and what it's done since then?
Well, I'm really excited about this event, and one of the main reasons is that it's a very different approach to doing a fundraiser than sort of the old sit-down dinners with the rubber chicken that we're so used to going to. So it's really refreshing to be here and sort of take a different look at how we might do events and make them fun and make them things that people actually look forward to from year to year. So I'm really excited about how this is gonna roll out this year.
Yeah, it's not an obligation, but something that people do see as a event you place on the calendar to go to, you have to go to.
Right, and we had the opportunity this year to really acknowledge and thank the legislators that have been so good on the issues that we've spent the last few years focusing on, that we lobby on down during the legislative session. So it's a nice way to sort of give back and say thank you to those legislators that really do work so hard for Democrats.
Yes, and as Melanie pointed out, you're running for the DNC. How's the race been going, and what can you tell us about it?
It's been going great. I've been running for a while, and I've been traveling all over the state. I was in Clayton County this week and Henry County, and I'll be in Rockville and Catoosa on Saturday. So it's been really great talking to Democrats all over the state. You know, it's always so exciting to see what everybody's doing, and especially in a year like this when Democrats are just so excited and there's so much energy when you walk into a county party meeting. It's just been really a thrilling experience.
Yes, and is it pretty much, what else are you seeing on the trail? Are you kind of the main candidate out there? Are there other candidates out there, or what have you?
As far as I know, I'm the only one who's put in my paperwork, but I haven't heard anything in the last couple days, so I don't really know who else is going to, I'm the only female who's put in her paperwork, so I don't really know who else is going to come out there. I believe on the male side, there's Richard Ray, Bob Herndon, and Tony Center have filed their paperwork.
Oh, sorry.
So that's what I've heard anyway. I haven't had confirmation of that, but just from emails that have gone out from those guys.
Oh, yes, and I meant like if you've been seeing your other people seeking it on the trail, if you will. So.
No, actually, I really haven't.
Okay.
But I might over the next few weeks. We'll see.
Yes. So as you go out in the state, what are some things that you're seeing that we wouldn't know about just by reading the blogs or reading newspapers or what have you?
I think that, I mean, a lot of the chapters that I've been to, like Henry County, it's really exciting to see them. They've had a little trouble getting back up and running, and there's just been so much energy this year around the Obama campaign and just around the election that their numbers are really exploding. So, just really glad to see that people are actually taking an interest on the county level, on the local level, the grassroots level. So that's just been, it's been very inspiring and very good.
Yes, and you know, a lot of times, even if you go to a meeting where, like, 10 people show up in a small county party, and you're thinking, oh, no, this is not a good crowd, I went to, in fact, the Henry County meeting, and they had one of those crowds that was, like, barely double digit, and one of the people was a man named Emmanuel Jones, who was not state senator, and he was just getting involved with the party, and what do you know, just about a cycle later, he's now a state senator and a leader for us in Georgia.
Absolutely.
So when you go to these meetings, you never know who this person seems, these people you meet are going to be in 2 years, if you will, or 4 years.
That's right. And it's really great to see them working really hard on, you know, from the ground up. And you know, that's the way we need to do it, is get people in and get them excited and then get them running for these sorts of positions.
Yes. Okay. Well, thanks. Hey,
David.
Yes, Melanie.
We got our next one up here.
Sure.
We've got Representative Brian Thomas from District 100 that's up around the Gwinnett County area. He's just going to say hello to us.
Hi, Brian. Welcome to the Kudzu Vine.
Hello there.
Hi, welcome to the Kudzu Vine. I understand you're up for at least one award tonight. Is that correct?
That's what rumor has it. Now, unlike some people, I didn't actually vote for myself, so I don't really remember what they were.
Well, I guess it's not that kind of awards like an election where you want to vote for yourself, but this is where you're giving honor to your work.
Excuse me, Mr. Adams. Did you want to go on a radio show and talk about your race real quick?
All right.
Well, Brian, are you still with us? Representative Thomas?
Gunner Hall. Good to see you.
Hi, Brian. Representative Thomas, you still there with us?
Yes,
I am. I'm getting a little background noise, so it's hard. It's a little confusing. But so your background is in the environmental sciences. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm an archaeologist. So,
okay.
And I work in the environmental consulting realm. So,
that gives you a better knowledge base. Well, what are some of the things that you got done this past session or two, and or what are some of the things you fought for that Republicans blocked, if that's the case?
Yeah, and that's probably a better representation of it, since we don't seem to get our way a whole lot down there. But certainly we were fighting hard to preserve Jekyll Island and make sure that any development that takes place down there is done sensibly and respects the natural island, and also makes it accessible for regular folks, which is the whole purpose of that place belonging to the state. We did what we could to try and strengthen the water plan, but every time we thought we had something going, it would get subverted in some committee somewhere. So we did what we could.
Yes. Well, I thank you for your work down in the Georgia House, and what I'd like to do is sometime have you on in the future, and we can give you an extended interview, not there just rushing in on the blue carpet.
Let me know. Happy to do it.
Thank you again, sir.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Yes, this is Gunner back on the line again. We have with us Jason Adams. He is actually a candidate for Georgia House House seat 35 up in Kennesaw. So we're hoping to pick that up to be a Dem seat. So here's Jason real quick.
Well, Jason, welcome to the Kudzu Vine.
Hi, David. How are you?
Hey, doing well. So you're running up in Kennesaw. How's the campaign going so far?
It's going pretty good. Let me just tell you, I guess, a little bit about myself. I'm a middle school social studies teacher, and so I'm pretty dedicated and impassioned about education. And I believe in civics, and I started to put my money where my mouth is. I can't teach the kids about civics and then sit by and watch nobody challenge my incumbent, who is pretty much anti-public education.
Yes, and it seems like in just the past few cycles that we've lost a lot of educators in the House and Senate. Richard Marable, there's so many others that are just not coming to mind, but there were a good number, and now the numbers have dwindled to about like two folks.
David Katsas is actually a name that comes to mind. And, he's an educator that unfortunately isn't exactly pro public education. 1.5 billion out of the budget over the last 5 years, another 110 million from Cobb directly. 100 counties have had to raise their property taxes over those last 5 years. And my constituents are, Kennesaw kind of gets a bad name. People think of Kennesaw and they think of McMansions and, the unfettered growth of West Cobb, whereas Kennesaw and Ackworth are more middle-class communities. There are 25-year-old homes, and we've got 124 closures in the last, 60 days alone in our two zip codes. And then on top of it, we send our kids to public schools. I mean, we're not not a lot of private school enrollment. And so, these are some of the issues that are really important to me and to the voters I've been getting out and meeting with. So.
Yes, and that's these people need to realize that the Democratic Party they may see on television from somewhere else, that's a different place with different needs, but Democrats in places like Kennesaw, Georgia, are going to be just providing good government at affordable prices, if you will. At tax rates, you have to pay taxes. They're not looking to raise every tax. It just won't be common sense.
Yeah, well, And you spoke about good government, and one of the issues that I press home is that I don't like big government or big government any more than the next guy, but you need a little bit of government. You need the little bit there. I like my roads. I like my schools the way they are. I like, you know, I don't want to apply free market economics to public education because, you know, everybody needs an education. So the demand is limitless. You want to see what happens with free market economics when you, you know, apply that to education and you do all these charter schools in places that don't need. Say again.
Oh, I didn't say anything. I think something cut out on our connection. Jason, I understand exactly what you're saying. What we need to do is have you come back on the Kudzu Vine and give you an extended interview where you can tell us all about your bio, all about your issues. But real quickly, anytime we have a candidate, we always love if you want to tell people real quick how they can help you, tell us that.
Well, right now they could help me by basically getting my name out, letting people know that there is a Democratic voice for them in Kennesaw and Athens. By visiting my website at www.jasonadams08.org, and by helping me, by I'll be out there in the Kennesaw fireworks and the Ackworth fireworks coming out and seeing me and helping me hand out balloons to the kids and, you know, and push cards to the adults. That was the best way they could help me right now.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, Jason, we'll look to have you back on after the primary.
Will do. Will do. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yes, Gunnar Mellon, y'all are busy getting us great candidates, great guests.
Well,
anybody else before we close?
Sign off because I think we're all supposed to be moving into the auditorium now.
Well, this is the way Catherine planned it. We do need to give Catherine credit. This was her brainchild, and I think it was a good idea, and I think Melanie, you and Gunnar have executed wonderfully.
Well,
it was all Melanie at this point.
I'm sorry Catherine couldn't be with us, but she's in Michigan with her mom tonight, so we're filling in.
Oh, yes. Well, thank y'all for grabbing these guests. Y'all did a phenomenal job describing how the event's going, and have a good time, and we'll learn more about it possibly on Sunday's show.
Okay.
Thank y'all again.
Thank you.